Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. We're taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We'll talk some Giants coming up in about 10 minutes. Also have Jermaine Illuminor at 1140. Tommy DeVito, I'm excited for it. We'll talk to Illuminor about that as well. So yesterday, BT, your buddy Michael Kay, I guess, said, I don't know if it was a reporter, he just said that he heard from a baseball source that the Mets were going to be willing to pay $50 million more than the next team. Mm-hmm. Is that the accurate way that he said it?
Yeah, that's pretty much the
okay.
And, well, the breakdown.
Cone, right, so you said Cone would be willing to go $50 million more. Like, if that's the case, they're going to get him. I really believe, like, let's just say the Yankees or whatever the years are, 13 years, and the Mets say, okay, well, we'll go 14 years for another $50
million. Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be enough. We always talk about what the difference would be. Now, again, I don't know how accurate this is. Kay said a baseball source told him. He's not just throwing stuff at the wall.
No, no, not with the Yankees. He's not. For sure. There's no way.
Yeah, well, this is a Mets thing. But
no, but I'm saying, come on.
I got you. So, whatever. Now, who knows who said where it's coming from, whatever, but it does seem to make some sense, even if you just use common sense. So if that is the case, do you think Soto would leave for $50 million more? I do. What do you think?
Do I think he would leave the Yankees for an additional $50
million? Well, say 1 year, $50 million, yeah.
I think it depends how creatively the Yankees structure the opt-outs, which, by the way, the Mets will do as well. Are there any deferrals? I mean, I would probably say yeah. I would think that if it's 1 year, $50 million, yes. If it's $50 million in totality... And I don't know exactly what Michael, I don't want to put words in his mouth. Yeah. Actually, I'll text him. I'll get the answer. Did he mean $50 million over the length of the contract, 12, 13 years? If that's the case, like if the Yankees come at $650 and the Mets are at $7, then I'm less confident saying that he would leave that. If it's another whole year and it's another I don't know. It's just... I think that matters. I think if it's like $3-4 million a year, whatever
Yankees,
it might be.
If the Yankees go to 13 for $650,
yeah,
and the Mets go 14 for $7,
$13,650,
yeah, and then tack on the one more year for the Mets. 13 times 50 is $650. 14 times 50 is $700.
I mean, this is obviously just a guess. I don't think that it's as much of a layup as maybe some people do. That he, because I know he wants all the money. But I think when it's in that neighborhood, you look at what's taxable, and obviously he's got every strategist that can, you know, economist, Boris has all these people who are going to break down every single thing. Now, it's not going to be much different Yankees-Mets because it's the same state and it's the same tax implications.
In this hypothetical...
I don't think it's a home run that he would leave and that he would leave for $50 million more for the one extra year.
So if
I don't.
If the Yankees offer 13 for 650 and the Mets offer 14 for 7, you think he takes the Yankees off?
I'm not saying for sure. Like, it's really a tough read. I just don't think it's as cut and dried. I think that there's a pretty decent chance he would say, yeah, I want every penny, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
But I also think it would be... that it's in the ballpark enough, which speaks to the Mets tax that I've always brought up as a, not as a possibility, as a real thing. Like, yeah, they're going to have to pay him a lot more. And I think that he knows that. So, listen, I don't know what he feels about this team because he never really intimated that. Like, yeah, on a surface level, he never really waxed poetic about the Yankees. He's like a robot. And that's to his credit. He never showed many cards. But
let's say Mets... 700, 14 years. Yankees, 13 years, 650. Blue Jays, 14 years, 725.
And what was the Mets at?
700.
I think he'd be more interested in the Mets than the Blue Jays.
Me too.
At that point. And the Yankees were where? I'm sorry. I know the Mets were at 7.
650.
Yankees okay. 650. So 13, they stayed 650. Yep. Yeah, I think Toronto's out at that point.
Yep.
I think, for the Mets tax, whatever
it might
be. But then
it's not just the most money, because I agree, 25 is not enough.
No.
I wouldn't think to get him to go to Canada.
Not with the taxes. Yeah. There's no way.
And his mom is an accountant.
So
we learned that from John Heyman of the Post. Thank you, John.
Yeah, it's true.
Excellent writer and has some good info on this along the way.
I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know. There's... You know, does he love the history of the Yankees? Is he appealed by maybe a seriousness, but more of a family looseness with the Mets? I don't know. I mean, this is all conjecture. Who knows?
BT and Sal on the Fan. Ricky is in Wappinger Falls. What's up, Ricky?
Rick.
Hey, what's up? How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
I think he would stay with the Yankees with that deal. I think Juan Soto is very win-driven. I think compared to a lot of other players, I don't think he would chase the money as much.
I mean, that seems to be counter to what everybody else out there who's in the know is saying.
Based on what? And also, what makes you think that the Yankees are better set up to win more than the Mets?
I just think he's a better fit in that lineup. Where he is in the Yankees lineup, they can't pitch around him. He's with a lot of guys that are like-minded with him that can hit. And I just think
I don't understand that one. What do you mean like-minded like him that get hit? Your lineup point was a good one. I don't know about that second part of it. Like, you're right. Soto's not going to be able to go anywhere, Ricky, that's going to put him in a better lineup as opposed to having Judge behind him. That I agree with. But what do you mean like-minded?
I meant like-minded. I think Judge is very like-minded. I think they're all ready to win. I think they've come so close. I mean, he was three games away from winning a World Series.
Right.
And I think that's what he really wants. I think he wants to win more World Series.
Yeah,
well, I know he's got one, but I don't think he wants to turn into a Mike Trout where he's a great player, but, you know, he never sees the playoffs.
Understood. And they have said that, and thank you for the call. They have talked about winning being a priority. I think it's going to be a combination because the money's going to be similar probably, so it'll be a combination. But I don't think you can at this point say that the Mets can't win. I mean, they did get to the NLCS, and assuming they add Soto, and then they're going to do more, and I'm sure they told Soto about their plans, they're going to be in the mix to win every year moving forward as well. So I wouldn't look at it.
I think so. I don't know that I believe that as much. I've outlined a lot of times here, right. Like, they've got a lot of things to do, and we'll see if they do them. I know they're going to certainly try. It won't be for a lack of resources.
Right, but the Yankees didn't make the playoffs last year.
But I'm not even talking about the Yankees. Talking about the Mets. I look at the Mets as a team, yeah. Sal, and the stories were amazing. The energy was palpable, mm-hmm. But that, as I've chronicled many times, and you know this,
yeah.
There were a lot of stories that were overachievements, that were right. Unlikely occurrences that, in terms of the rate of probability, will simply not happen again this year.
Well, that's why they have to
build a better team. And I can give you five examples.
Right, but that's why they have to build a better
team. I understand
team.
That. I'm saying, yeah. And if they do, no, I know, but building a team mm-hmm. is different than saying, hey, what they have is just ready to, hey, let's strap in. We're going 90 miles out.
Right.
They're not that kind of team.
Right, but
they're not that kind of talent right now.
Right,
they might get it. They don't have it.
If we're talking about it as it pertains to the Yankees, which the caller was, well, if you take Soto off the Yankees, what were they the year before he got there? A team that missed the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. No, listen, but that's why I'm talking about the Mets.
The Yankees also.
I get it.
We've both said the same thing, that even if they bring Soto back, each team has a lot to do. My point is that if you're going to say, well, he wants to win and win World Series, well, then show me definitively why the Yankees are the better spot than the Mets.
Well, I mean, I like their bullpen better. I think their starting pitcher. I'm not going to bore anybody because it's not like overwhelmingly in the favor of the Yankees, so I don't need to get in the weeds on that.
Let's just go based off of last year. The Yankees made it to the World Series in a weaker American League.
Yep.
The Mets beat the Dodgers twice and lost in the NLCS.
Understood. I mean, if that's what you want to hang your hat on, be my guest.
Well, no,
fantastic. I mean, that's not a battle. Neither team won the World Series. That's what I care about.
Okay.
That's all that matters to me.
Right, but I don't think one did much more than the other. Like, the Yankees got to
the World Series. Well, one won, 88? How many games did the Mets win?
I don't even remember.
88, 89? Yeah. I think it was 89. Okay. So, I mean, you could take any barometer that's favorable, but whatever.
No,
Both teams need a lot.
Right. I just don't think that you could differentiate. There's nothing to me that would say, well, the Yankees are far better set up for winning as opposed to the Mets. They each have work to do, but what exactly are we basing that off of, that the Yankees are in a better spot?
I would say that the Yankees have the best pitcher, and I would say that the Yankees have the best player. That's where I would start. Aaron Judge is the best player. Gerrit Cole's the best pitcher. Yankees bullpen much better. I would start there. Now, things got to change.